You're listening to Hour 3 of Martian Gardens, Episode 876. My name is Max. The Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists is martiangardens.blog. We will start this third hour with three piano pieces. We will hear all 12 of Pierre Boulez's Douze Notations, performed by Mark Pontus from Pierre Boulez, complete music for solo piano on Bridge Records. We'll hear another Frenchman, Henri Poussoir, music for a triple piano in sixth tones called Prospection, from the electronic experimental and microtonal CD on Sub Rosa. And then we'll hear at the end John Cage and Ophelia. A piece from 1946, Ophelia, for solo piano from Early Piano Music on ECM Records, performed by Herbert Henk. We start with Pierre Boulez, Douze Notations, and all of the 12 short parts to this 9.5 minute work are listed on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. Thank you. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 876, hour 3. That was John Cage and Ophelia from 1946. That's included on the ECM release, The Seasons. Early piano music of John Cage, music performed by the pianist Herbert Henk. On ECM new series. Before that, we heard a music for three pianos, Henri Poisson, and that was called Prospection for triple piano in sixth tones, that was three pianists conducted by Jean-Pierre Pouvion, and we started with Pierre Boulez, music from Bridge Records, the complete music for solo piano by Pierre Boulez. That was Deux Notations, 12 notations, and all 12 of them specifically are listed on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blogspot, which includes detailed playlist details I don't have time to give. We will hear next from Ron Gorka, an Australian composer living in Tasmania. We'll hear one of his earliest notable pieces from the 1970s, and it's a long piece. It'll take us 35 minutes to hear it all. I've actually, when Ron Nagorka's retrospective double CD, Atomic Bomb Becomes Folk Art, was released in on Pogus Productions in 2014, and I played segments of it, but never played the whole 35 minutes, but I'll take 35, the last half hour, and go a little over on this third hour of Martian Gardens, episode 876. Atom Bomb Becomes Folk Art was the title in an Australian newspaper reviewing this piece of music for tape recorders and toy instruments. And this is, let's see, trying to get my notes here. This is performed by the experimental Australian group Golden Fur. This is again called Atom Bomb, and the CD Atom Bomb Becomes Folk Art, Ron Nagorka on Pogus Productions.
Not a fire. unrepentant pity at a time.
To I feel like putting my stuff.